I just welcome everybody to the Saturday afternoon ongoing meditation class. There's still a couple of more people coming in. We'll just wait for those. I see you got the sound over there. Yeah, okay. And welcome to all the people into the introduction to meditation class. We have a wonderful teacher. He's going to be in a moment. So this class is the ongoing class. The introduction to class is with James in the next door room. So in this class, I always mention a little important piece about meditation, and that important piece I was just thinking about a few moments ago, always to learn how to bring a little bit of happiness into the meditation, because the meditation has to cultivate the joyful part of meditation. It's one thing to say we're going to be aware, we're going to be mindful. It's also important to be still, but the mindfulness and the stillness must always go along with some happiness. So if during the meditation you're struggling and there's no sort of joy coming up in the meditation, then you're not going to get very far. So somehow, somewhere, we have to find a little bit of joy in our meditation. It's one of the reasons why, you know, as a monk, you know, those of you who know me for a few years know I'm a playful monk. So I also play around in the meditation as well. Have a little bit of fun while I'm meditating, because the fun engages you. It's just like when I was a school teacher for 1 year. The best way of getting your kids' attention is to make the lesson interesting and fun. You know, with a few funny sort of little stories or gestures, then people focus. It's the same way when you're meditating. To make it a little bit of fun is important. But not just to make it fun, to deliberately be looking for the joy which comes in meditation. And I just noticed this, that when we start meditating, my body becomes nice and relaxed. Now, I'm usually pretty relaxed, but nevertheless, you know, you have to rush around sometimes doing things. And because of that, there's always some tension stored in the body. You know what it's like sometimes after a busy day when you go out to work, you come back home, you sit in your armchair, put your feet up, and you get some bodily relaxation. That really feels good. There's a certain type of pleasure just in bodily relaxation. So the beginning of the meditation, I want you to notice that after you sat down, the body's nice and sort of comfortable, and you deliberately relax parts of the body, hopefully you'll notice that there's a joy of a relaxed body. And once you can focus in on that type of pleasure of a body which is nice and at ease and open, hasn't got any tightness or tension in it, that pleasure of freedom, then you can watch your mental world and do exactly the same. We know how to sort of relax the body. We do exactly the same with our mental world. And when the mental world does start to become relaxed, it has its particular type of pleasure. The pleasure when we're not having to be worried about achieving this or getting that. When we really are relaxed. And that sort of pleasure of relaxation is something which we should focus on, get used to, and develop in our meditation practice. Because that is the pleasure of meditation which will keep you from going off into thinking about this and thinking about that, which for many of you is the biggest problem in your meditation. We always think too much. Now, sometimes you will notice that when you start meditating, the first 3 or 4 minutes, at least I hope, for the first 3 or 4 minutes, you can be reasonably peaceful. But then off you go into thinking about all sorts of plans and memories and fantasies and whatnot. Why is it that we can't stay, you know, with quietness and stillness? It is very much because we fail to perceive the joy into simple being here and being peaceful. Once we can perceive that joy, we get to know it and we can focus on it, it will keep us in that stillness. If the stillness is just boring, If nothing much is going on there, you'll find no matter how much effort you put in, you'll never be able to maintain that peaceful still mind unless there is joy there. The joy is the glue which sticks your mind onto the object. And without that glue, you just can't stay there very long. So you start to notice this, the happiness of having a relaxed mind. Not having to think about all this stuff, you know, which is the work of your life. It's really crazy that people do work 5 days a week, but then they take their work home with them. I don't mean on pieces of paper or on their laptops. They take it home with them in their brain. Always keep on thinking about it and worrying about it. And just to be free of that, to really have some peace, is joyful. It's as if, you know, the old simile, it was like you've been carrying around a backpack full of heavy rocks. And you've been carrying around and around and around, and now you can put it down and you can relax. For me, because I go traveling a lot, and you go traveling around the world, and finally you come home to your own bed, now you can relax. You don't have to wait in queues at immigration. You don't have to wait for your aircraft to go up. You don't have to sit with some screaming kid going for 12 hours. You can relax. And it's this happens. Now you notice how you can find so much joy in the ordinary, in just relaxing and being at peace. So when even you start meditating, get to understand the joy of a relaxed mind. In the same way you can perceive the joy in a relaxed body. Once you can experience that joy, the mind will stick to the object, which at first is just a present moment, or just like silence. And every time I do that exercise, or I won't repeat it now, I've done it too many times on a Saturday afternoon, of, you know, noticing the space between the words. It's always a very delightful thing for people to notice the silence. You know, when you're not thinking, when you're not planning, you're just here and no thought is going on in your mind. There's a certain type of joy in that silent awareness. So see if you can understand that joy and just really get off on it. Be like a connoisseur of the joy of silence. And then, you know, it's so easy to stay silent. It's just like when you're enjoying silence and somebody speaks, you ask them, shut up, I'm enjoying the silence. That's what happens to all those thoughts. You say to the thoughts, shut up, look, I'm enjoying this. And when that joy is there, it grows. It gets more intense. At first you have to look for it. They're like searching for gold. It's not on the surface. It's in there, but you've got to see it and find it. Once you find it, now I know just what this joy of meditation is. And that just starts to really grow. And if you can cultivate that joy at the beginning of the meditation, once you go on to things like observing your breath, from the very beginning, the breath becomes a very beautiful thing to watch. It's not having to force your mind onto the breathing. You just enjoy being with your breath. It's just delicious. The joy has already been started. You're cultivating it more and more. And it gets to the point you're having such a good time. And I really mean having a great time watching your breath. You can sit for hours without any problem whatsoever, with no force, no effort. You're just sitting there having a great time. You're developing these joys which many people don't understand, they don't appreciate, which are there. Very fine joys. It's like the difference between, as you said, from personal experience, when I was very young, I couldn't understand why people like classical music. It was just so boring. Give me Jimi Hendrix with all that noise. But now, you know, you get to a much more refined taste. And you moved from, you know, things like Beethoven to Bach. And now you move to the sound of the wind in the trees. And from the sound of the wind in the trees to the silence of the mind. Deeper and deeper refinements of your pleasures of sense, of hearing. This is just what we're doing here. Perceiving the joy, the happiness of a relaxed mind. Just being with the breath. Sometimes I compare it to the times when you used to go down to the ocean by yourself, or by some lake. I remember this lake in the north of England, which, was in the middle of farmland. No one was around, just sitting by it. It was just so peaceful there. No girlfriend problems, no study problems, no problems at all, just sitting there and just watching the ducks. That type of simple pleasures. And all you could see is just like the waves on that lake coming and going. All you could see in this meditation, nothing else to do but be by this beautiful lake called your mind. That's a primordial symbol for the mind, is a lake or a pond. And just watching just these waves of breath come and go. And it was its simplicity. And it was just so relaxing and so beautiful, for a busy student. And when you appreciate that, then when you start to watch the breathing, it gets so delightful from the very beginning that once you're onto that stage of a delightful breath, the rest of the meditation becomes so easy. Because the light gets more and more, it gets deeper and more sort of powerful, and you just can't stop yourself. You just go into some really deep meditations, having the time of your life. So in this meditation, please look for the delight from the very, very beginning. Just the body relaxing. It's so nice to have a body which is at ease, which isn't demanding that I do this and do that. It doesn't demand that I cough, that I sneeze, that I scratch, that I go to the toilet, I give it a glass of water. It's just there, comfortable and free. And you know that. If you've ever had a foot massage, I remember just, sometimes as a kid when I was in London in the cold weather, you'd be tramping through the snow and your feet were all cold. Even though you got these boots, there's always snow gets in there somewhere, whatever. And you come home and you soak your feet in hot water. Oh, that was just so nice. And you just relax in sort of soaking your feet in hot water. That delight is the delight of a relaxed body. Or if you haven't had that experience, you know what it's like when you first wake up in the morning? Maybe a Saturday, you don't have to get up early and go to work. And you're in your bed really cozy. You just don't want to get out. If it wasn't for having to go to that damn toilet, you would stay there for a bit longer. And you just lay down there. It's really nice and cozy. That delight is what I'm talking about. The delight of a relaxed, cozy body. Transfer that into a relaxed and cozy mental world. And then you're off on the delightful meditations. And my goodness, it really takes you to places which you think could never exist. The beautiful delights of the mind. So please never forget to cultivate the joy. And you can start that off at the very beginning of meditation. So that's the beginning instructions for today's meditation. So please, if you're not already in your meditation posture, please get in your posture now. And off we go into the delightful space called meditation. I should actually say, if anyone's come here for the introduction to meditation class, that's being held in the room to my right. This is for the advanced expert meditators. Oh, you're good enough. So when you close your eyes, spend time with your body, relaxing it. You know what relaxing means? You're not holding anything tight. You find some tight spaces in your body and you loosen them. And sometimes I do imagine, if there's some tightness there, I imagine these two invisible monsters in my leg. And they're pulling some sort of tendon tight or pulling the muscles. I just see that imagination, and I just tell those two little invisible monsters, let go. When they let go of that tendon or that muscle like a taut elastic band, it loosens and becomes all floppy, with no tension in it at all. Sometimes visualizing tension and visualizing what happens when you let go helps. The other thing I learned how to do is there's a knot of tension somewhere, like a hard ball in my stomach or, you know, in some thigh or something. It is a knot, a ball of tightness. I just imagine it expanding. Because when you expand things, it doesn't get worse, it doesn't spread the tension. It actually dilutes it. And the more I spread it, the less tense it becomes. So sometimes I learn as a ball of tension to spread it to the edges of the universe. Until it becomes so dilute it's not there anymore. These are all ways of visualizing the body relaxing. And even the word, you never say relax, you say relax. Even the tone of the words helps you let go. And stay with your body, don't rush this. Being in a hurry is another way of making you tense. Going slow is a way of avoiding and letting go of tension. So how's your body feeling? Can you start to notice that type of pressure, like when you first wake up in the morning and your body is relaxed? When you notice the joy, it actually grows. It allows you to stay with this pleasant feeling of a body relaxed. You tend to relax even more. That's by focusing on the delight of relaxation. If the delight is not there, just focus on your mouth. Turn the corners up and initiate happiness with a smile. All that does is turn the mind's attention to the joy which is always present. When the body becomes relaxed, there are many burdens have been let go of when you relax your body. And the body responds by giving you happiness. And when the body is relaxed, then we can turn to the more important mental world and do exactly the same. In the mental world, it's like things are being pulled tight, all the demands which people put on you, and even worse, all the demands which you put on yourself, all stretching you like an elastic band, squashing you like a sponge being compressed. Let all of that go, so there's no tight spots, no stretch or tension in your mental world at all. It's called letting go. No goals to attain, no baggage to drag from the past. What does it feel like? Can you notice the joy of a mind beginning to relax? Free at last. Don't forget to continue the awareness of the joy of just being here, with nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to attain. If you perceive that joy, you'll find your thinking will stop. The mind just doesn't want to wander anywhere, because it's having a good time. While you're just relaxing your mental world, if anything in the physical world comes up, just relax it, expand it, loosen everything. So your job is just to do that, stopping holding things tightly, stop stretching things, let everything become loose and natural and free. So that nothing is pulling at you, nothing is pressing on you. So you're as light as a cloud floating along the sky. No weight, no burden. And notice the joy of that. Joyfully just being here, no work to do, no duties to perform.
no journey on which you have to travel. Maybe you may recognize you become silent, focusing on the joy of the present moment. You don't want to disturb the beautiful feeling of relaxation by these words, which create all the disturbance, like a mobile phone going off during a concert. It's like the thoughts going off during a quiet meditation. You're just here, enjoying the peace of now. But if you wish to focus on your breathing, to know the breath as it comes in and out of your body, regard the breath like the waves on the lake, gently coming in onto the shore and then receding back again. The air coming from the great sea of atmosphere, coming into your body, then receding away again. Beautiful rhythm of life. Watch your breathing with gentleness and respect. Don't control your breath like a boss controls the workers. Treat your breath like a friend, a colleague, a being with whom you're walking hand in hand. Notice the joy of peace, being free from the world, having nothing to do, but just be with this breath, a true holiday. Time to be, with no place to go. Focusing on the joy as much as on the breath, on the peace, on the sense of being free. close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How much peace, joy have you developed? Now I'm going to ring the gong. Let the gong take you out for meditation into this world. This evening, have we got any questions from Mr. Internet? Doesn't look like it. Anything in there? Anyone in the room? Okay, actually not in there. No internet questions. Okay. None. Very good. Okay, so we have the most important people, the ones who are right here. Have you enjoyed that meditation? I certainly got off on it. Anybody have any nice questions about the meditation? Yes, Mr. Chris. Yeah.
Ajahn, what I was saying is that moving into the deeper states of meditation and letting go of the body and going into the bliss or the joy states, I understand from you that that's not really associated with joy within the body or joy within the mind. So what I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but are we experiencing or seeking to allow the experience to arise within us of formlessness, that, you know, there was no boundaries within the body when you're experiencing the joy. One of the things that happens to me is that I do get energy and joy and that sort of stuff, and it's just dissolves into a sense of formlessness. But every once in a while I'm reminded of my body by an ache or a pain, and it seems to oscillate backwards and forwards, mainly hanging out in the joy. But every once in a while, a little reminder that I've got a body that's coming along for the ride. Is it just a process of actually softening and gentling, softening and making gentle the body to redissolve oneself back into the joy?
Yes, I suppose so, if that keeps coming up. It's also cutting off the link between the mind and the body. Because after a while, the purpose of the meditation today is to give more importance to the development of joy, right from the very earliest, when you first sit down and watch the body. Until when the body disappears, it's just nice and relaxed, and so usually the aches and pains will not really come up, even though they may be there. Because when you go into the realm of the mind, that's so much more joyful. Exactly the same way that people watch movies, or they watch some sports match, and they just think, they don't know they need to go to the toilet. Except when the sports match is over, oh, I really need to go to the toilet. Oh, my leg's gone to sleep. Oh, this aches. And when you have something which is enjoyable, you just can't feel your body anymore. You know that old story, I love these old stories. I had a really bad cold once when I was a student. And didn't go to lectures, you know, I just stayed up in bed until somebody knocked on the door. Go away, I felt terrible. And they kept on knocking, so you get up in your pyjamas, hadn't got dressed or shaved or showered, and there's this guy who's delivering my hi-fi set. Okay, these were the days, remember, big boxes of amplifiers, boxes of
speakers and stuff, huge bulky stuff. And so it was mine. I'd sent it up from home and now it arrived. And I just excitedly, you know, even though I was really sick, you know, the eyes were streaming, always coughing. And then I put it together and put my first Jimi Hendrix record on. Hey, where's my cold gone? It had totally gone within about a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, simply because I had something else to think about. Weird. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it was a strange experience. You know, the first track from Hendrix, and it wasn't Jimi Hendrix, it wasn't, he didn't do it, it was just the excitement, the joy. The joy dissolves the aches and pains in the body.
So when the excitement, or not so, when the excitement, when the joy comes up, is there, you know, you've oftentimes said in meditation, like, be gentle, be kind, make peace, and you know, you've often also talked about the idea of being passive and allowing processes to occur rather than being active, moving them along. When you are experiencing joy and bliss and that sort of stuff, does one continue to just pay attention to, you know, where that is within in the meditation? Or the question really comes to how much active, how much passive at that point.
Okay. It's just by the time the joy comes up, that's the whole purpose, to make you passive. It's just too nice. They don't want to do anything. They just want to hang out. As I said with a simile of the lake, just, you know, you just want to hang out by that lake. Nothing's really happening. Just all the busyness and stuff you're supposed to be doing, oh, it's just too much fun. Which means that it sticks you to the object. So because it's sticking you to the mind object, or especially I introduced the breath, it's this delightful breath. You're just having so much fun with the breath, you just don't want to go anywhere. You can't go anywhere. You know, I just opened my eyes as I went on a bit late. It's usually finished just before 4 o'clock, it's about 5 minutes late. I apologize, I'm just having too much fun. You just can't get out. So that's one of the nice things. It sticks you to the stillness of the mind.
Is that a sign that you're heading in the right direction? If you're sitting in meditation, it's time to get out. You try to get out and then you get pulled back in again?
Of course it is.
Okay.
But it's for a teacher, it's a sign that I was indulging. Because I'm supposed to be looking after you guys as well. You know, sometimes you do that. For those of you who don't know this story, this was told to me by Ajahn Sijarta. There was a Vietnamese monk who visited Australia some time ago. He won't tell me his name, but he was teaching this 9-day meditation retreat somewhere in Australia. And those of you who've been on these 9-day retreats, you know, we start off with half an hour meditation, then you give your first talk. You know, and on a Friday evening, when time for the first talk came, he was just still sitting there, hadn't moved. No way for him to come out of meditation. 9 o'clock, 9:30, he hadn't budged. So they weren't going to wait for him, they just all went off to bed. You know, they got up in the morning, he was still there, hadn't moved at all. He didn't move for 8 days. Didn't go to the toilet, didn't eat, didn't open his mouth, nothing. Just sat there. That's a monk. It's true. And afterwards, when he came out of his deep meditation, he apologized. And I was really sorry, but, you know, we really got into it. You know, just couldn't get out. Had a great time. And he said, I'm really sorry. I should have been giving you some talks. And I said, no, that was the best talk we ever had, just to see you sing so peaceful and so still. That was really inspiring. So it does happen. Isn't it amazing that stuff can actually happen? You get so still. But I understand that because, you know, going to the toilet, not going to the toilet, when you get sort of so still, just the body looks after itself. I don't know how it does it, but it just, everything is normal. Actually, it's better than normal when you come out. You don't go, oh, I really need to go to the toilet. I haven't been to the toilet for 9 days. No way. Is it just fine? It's like weird stuff, but it happens. So get off into the joy. That was the main thing about this teaching today. Don't just sit there. Because one of the reasons I said this, because I just finished teaching a retreat in Frankfurt, and one of the, these are for the deep meditators, one of the biggest problems people have is they get into this breath, yeah, they can calm the breath down. When it disappears, they go into blackness. They don't get these beautiful lights and images coming up. And, you know, investigating that for a long time, one of the reasons is they haven't got enough joy in the mind. Now, from the very beginning, the mind is too dull. Yeah, they can get peaceful. There's no oomph to it. And the measure of that oomph is the joy. So if you follow this particular way of doing things, you get this delightful breath. It really is delightful. And then when that vanishes, when it sort of calms down and disappears, wow, you get these beautiful lights come up in your mind. So it's not dullness after the breath. It's beautiful lights. And then you're off. The path into jhanas are open to you. And you really have a great time.
You're really advocating a training in increased power. You're really advocating a training in increased capacity to hold power and energy as you meditate. And the word you're using for that is joy.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Okay,
so some nice ordinary teachings, middle teachings and deep teachings today. But unfortunately, that's the last teachings I will be giving here in person, because tomorrow we're starting our rains retreat. So you get some idea of what we get up to. You don't have to come out of meditation when you've got nothing to do. Woohoo! But apparently, according to you, my voice will be here. So you won't get away from me that easily. They're going to have recorded little instructions on Saturday afternoons. So I still encourage everybody to come along if you can. And because if you keep up the practice, eventually you just make a lot of progress. And also you'll find that if you try it by yourself, sometimes there's always other things you have to do. There's other jobs which get in the way. When you come here and you've got peer support, it's much easier to meditate because everyone's meditating here together. So the peer support is really good. So if you want to come here, same time, every Saturday, there'll be some meditation happening. And have a great time. If you really want some solutions to the meditation problems, don't worry, we're still available. But you have to come and visit me. For 9 months of the year, I come and visit you. Now it's your turn to visit me. So you go down to Serpentine and then you can actually offer the dana, the lunch, and then ask the questions afterwards. So have a great time. I'll see you in 3 months when my eyes will be brighter and the awe and the power will be really strong. Have a great time. Let's pay respects to Buddha Dhamma Sangha.